Hi, and thanks for joining us for A Moment of Encouragement, a daily radio devotional given by Pastor Ron Daniel of Calvary Chapel, Cheyenne.
In Corinth, many people had taken sides, one favorite teacher over another. Many who had chosen teachers other than Paul felt the need to tear him down, to judge and even belittle him. Now, not many of us would enjoy being on the receiving end of that. But, you know, Paul wrote, "Guys, to me, it's a very small thing that I would be examined by you, or by any human court. In fact, I don't even examine myself, because I'm not conscious of anything against myself, but I am not by this acquitted. The one who examines me is the Lord. Therefore, do not go on passing judgment before the time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring to light the things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And then each man's praise will come to him from God." People had judged Paul pretty harshly, condemning his motives, his method, his ministry. But he said, "I don't really care what you or anybody else thinks about me. As a matter of fact, it really doesn't even matter what I think about me. The only person's opinion that really matters at all is the Lord's." So he tells them to knock off all of this condemning judgment of the ministers of Christ. God will take care of it all. He'll disclose the motives of men's hearts. Whether a man's motives have been pure or corrupt, God knows, and he'll deal with it. Whether a man's ministry has been a blessing or a sham, God knows, and he'll deal with it. Now, don't let that prevent you from having discernment. Pass judgment on what's being taught. Make sure it's in line with the Word of God. But don't tear down one minister in order to exalt another. They will all stand or fall before the Lord. This is Pastor Ron with a moment of encouragement for you today.
If today's devotional thought has blessed you, then we invite you to join us every Monday through Friday at this time for A Moment of Encouragement. May God richly bless every moment with Him today.